Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason Shire.
And we're here to preview Arizona men's basketball. They will be playing Washington State.
Wait, I thought this was a rodeo preview.
Oh, right. It's rodeo break.
Yes.
We're super into horses now. No, just kidding. The last time we went to rodeo, years ago, one of my friends from high school, Enid, was super into cowboys at the time, and she got grandstand seats, and we didn't know any better. And when I say years ago, I think this was like pre-children, so it had to have been like 2008, maybe? February 2008. And we go, and it's the hottest February day, like record February heat day of all time. And Jason and I both got heat stroke, and it was awful.
I turned to Shelby and I said, look, I don't know where the rest of our life is going to lead us, but I know it won't be here at this rodeo right now.
Yeah, so I fully support the rodeo. I love everything it does for Tucson. Obviously, the rodeo parade's cool. I've got a lot of friends that I know that plan that parade.
The girls get off.
The girls, kids love rodeo break. Obviously, Tucson kids get rodeo break, and then our nieces in California are like, what's rodeo break?
Yeah, if you're outside of Tucson, you're probably you might be listening to this saying, what the hell are these guys talking about? So
yeah, so if you don't know, and if you do know, kids in Tucson get rodeo break. It's always like the third Thursday-Friday combo of February that coincides with the Tucson rodeo, the Fiesta de los, Fiesta de los Vaqueros. And but Tucson kids don't get Columbus Day and they don't get President's Day. And they take those 2 days, all the school districts in Southern Arizona, and magically you get those 2 days off for rodeo break. Most Tucsonans that I know go to Disneyland or they go to San Diego if they aren't going to be at the rodeo. But that's probably a different podcast for different people.
I'm glad you asked, Shelby. I first learned how to ride a bull.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't. Jason, you're scared of horses.
Yeah, because they're literally, we've gone over this, but the horsemen of the apocalypse, Me being scared of horses isn't a big deal, considering the literal end of the world starts with a dude riding in on a horse.
It's the worst horse, and they're pretty.
No, they murder you.
No.
Okay.
Horses are awesome. I'm a Sagittarius, so I have a fondness for horses.
Yeah, I'm a Leo, so I will eat a horse if I have to.
Okay, so that we diverged off on that little tangent. Sorry, but we are here to talk about Arizona men's basketball. They are ranked. Washington State is ranked. This is kind of a big deal game.
But first,
before we do that, we have a message from our sponsor. And since we were just talking about record-breaking February heat, let's do the snow one. Snow in Tucson sounds unpredictable, right? Actually, it did snow last year on March 1st. But we know the unexpected happens. It's important to be prepared and to have a plan. Like, where will your retirement money come from? Have you optimized your 401k? If you have questions about your current retirement plan or want to prepare for tomorrow, contact us at Longview Insurance and Investments. Visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. Thank you, Andre and Emily. Anyway, so as I was saying, big game, big deal, because this will kind of decide first place in the Pac-12.
Oh my God, stop stealing the question, Shelby.
How big of a game is this for Arizona, Jason?
It's big.
Muy grande.
Sí, porque, I don't know. The reason it's big is
multiple. Es muy importante.
Sí, cállate tu boca, estúpido. Listen, the reason it's big is multiple. Number one, Washington State is ranked. If they lose this game, they won't be ranked, and so it'll be funny.
Wah-wah.
But they are ranked officially. They are Arizona's. You can make a case right now, probably an easy case, that the Pac-12 right now is a two-bid league, and it's Arizona and Washington State. So Washington State is a tournament team. They're a lock at this point.
Do we have that on our bingo card at the beginning of the season?
I did. I knew it. I told you. Probably don't remember when I told you this.
Oh, okay.
And then if Arizona wins, you are a full two games up on Washington State. There's only five games left after that. I think, let's see, Washington, ASU, Oregon, and then the two LA. So there's five games. Arizona would have to lose 3 out of 5 at that point for anyone else to win the conference. So I don't want to say it's over. But
baby,
for all,
it ain't over it's over.
Okay. If Arizona beats Washington State, it is very, very, very unlikely that another team would be able to pass Arizona at that point. You know, the UCLA loss, you know, there's other games. Oregon, I think, is third. They play Stanford. They're actually a 1-point underdog. So there's a lot that could happen by the end of this week. UCLA plays USC on Saturday. I mean, really, for all intents and purposes, the Pac-12 could be over by the end of the weekend. And it's also big, like, metrically in one seed. I mean, we just watched Shelby. You know, we watched, and even though they're not in the running for one seed, we watched Illinois blow a huge lead against Penn State and lose. We just watched the end of
Kentucky
game. They lost to LSU. We watched UConn get smashed by Creighton. Like, it's that time of year. And so any win, you know, is a big win, and especially when you're facing better teams. And again, Washington State's not in line, but what I'm saying is, even though I hate the bracket show, I love the bracket show, because also at the same time, they were like, yeah, the one seeds, it's not close. Like, they have a very clear hold. Well, these are the games where, even though Arizona's favored and whatnot, if they win, that hold becomes more secure.
Consolidated.
Right. And so, yeah, I mean, overall, this is, it's for the Pac-12 title. And if Arizona loses, all of a sudden, it's game on. And Washington State has a, like, similar to Arizona, has a favorable schedule to end the season. Their schedule is actually more favorable than Arizona. So, yeah, it would be very interesting. But a win, obviously, would be a very big deal for Arizona. And again, by the end of the weekend, you could probably, if a couple things happen, the Pac-12 race is pretty much over. And I know Arizona fans are yelling at me right now saying, it is over, Shear. You know.
Is that what they sound like?
If a good bad.
Collectively, that's what we all sound like to you. Okay.
I get it.
Gabagool. What's the other thing that's? I'm our own.
Oh, I think that's a bad word, honey.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Is it like puta or something?
Okay, well. We are canceled.
Okay, anyone who speaks Spanish thought that was hilarious. What do you remember about the first meeting of these two teams, Jason? Are you looking at Marron?
Marrone.
I don't, it's a gang Marron.
It's, Shelby, Marron is balls.
I don't care, it's awesome.
Okay, well. Alright. Okay. The first game, I got, how about them Dodgers? The first game was interesting because Arizona was awful, if I remember correctly. They were not good at all, and they were still very much in that game. Usually when you're awful on the road, you're not in that game, and Washington State is a good team. But when you look at the numbers, like, Arizona shot 34% from the field, Washington State shot 46% from the field. The difference was, in that game, The reason Arizona was in the game is they dominated the offensive glass. Washington State is not a bad rebounding team, but Arizona had 22 offensive rebounds. Now, one of the reasons they had 22 offensive rebounds, Shelby, is that was one of those games where they just missed layup after layup. Like, Umar Ballo had 8 offensive rebounds, but a lot of that was because he was 4 for 11 and was getting his own shot. And you know, they didn't turn the ball over, but Washington State plays a funky defense. The difference was basically, in that game, Isaac Jones was a monster. He had 24 points and 13 rebounds. Other than that, like, you know, Miles Rice had 18. Those two guys went off, but other than that, it wasn't like Washington State was awesome. They took care of the ball, though, and Arizona just didn't shoot well. That was literally the only difference, is that if Arizona shoots a little bit better, they win that game. You know, they were 7 of 24 from 3, which is bad, but Washington State was 4 of 13. Arizona was 13 of 21 from the free throw line. And Washington State was 17 of 21, and Arizona lost by 3 points, so you can do the math. So I didn't go away from that game at that time saying, man, Washington State is just as good as Arizona. That was one of the games this season where I kind of said to myself, man, Arizona should have won.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Made it PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
That basketball game. Like, Arizona is better than Washington State. And it was just kind of one of those things.
It was kind of a bummer, actually. What type of team is ranked Washington State now?
Washington State is good. Like I said it the other night. This is a legitimately good team. They're up to 33rd in KenPom. They're 20-6. Their defense is very unusual. They'll play man and zone. It like kind of changes by possession.
They're shifty.
And so it takes time to figure out. It really does. And so, you know, the good thing is Arizona has played them already, so probably has a better feel. But, you know, I believe Kylan Boswell said today that they practiced with a little more emphasis on zone offense after that game because they didn't get the looks that they wanted. Washington State is 51st in KenPom in offense, 27 on defense. They slow the pace. But, again, like, their defense is legit. They're 18th in the country in opposing field goal percentage. They don't force turnovers, but they also don't turn the ball over a lot. They are a very good defensive rebounding team. Offensive rebounding, they're probably average. They don't go to the line. They 3-point percentage is 35%. They're 99th in the country. They don't shoot threes. They're 310th in 3-point attempts. They don't pass the ball very much. It's a lot of ISO type of offense. They're 299th in assists. But they also take you out of your element. Like, that's the big thing. They really take you out of your element defensively. They don't shoot free throws well. They are 258th in the country, but they block a lot of shots. They play the passing lanes very well. Their two-point defense, Shelby, is 14th in the entire country.
Woo!
They opposing teams only shoot 45% from two. That's very good. And they guard the three well as well. They are a very big team. They're actually bigger than Arizona. They're the second biggest team in the country, reason being, you know, that 6'3 point guard, and then from there on out, 6'8 shooting guard, 6'8 small forward, 6'9 power forward, 6'11 center. They are always big on the court. Their backup point guard is 6'7. They don't really have a backup point guard. So they are a very big team that can rebound the ball. Miles Rice and Isaac Jones are the base of that team. And then the thing that really makes them good is that every guy knows their role. And they don't really play away from that role. So, like, Clough is a big dude who moves better than people think. But Clough isn't going to go out tomorrow and shoot 20 shots and spread and try to hit some threes. That's not his game. They do a very good job of staying in their game. And Miles Rice has been very, very good. And Isaac Jones is probably a little underrated nationally as well.
Are you saying that they know their role and they shut their mouth?
They do shut their mouth, I think. I don't know. We'll see tomorrow.
I don't know. I hope Caleb Love doesn't shut his mouth and talk some shit.
And then in that first game, I meant to kind of... Arizona only scored 70 points. They have scored...
A whole bunch?
Yeah, I think that's the last time they scored 70 points, like, since then. And everyone showed... Like, Caleb Love was 10 of 25 in that game. Like, that was one of those games. But he had 28 points. But, I mean, like, Pella didn't play well. Kylan Boswell, that was the game. Remember, Kylan Boswell played 25 minutes and didn't register stat.
Mm-hmm. So that was a bad one.
So they lost by 3. But, I mean, like, literally didn't register stat. He was 0 for 3 from the field. Line. He had no rebounds, no assists, one turnover. Did nothing. You know, Jaden Bradley was at 8 points. It's just, it was one of those games. But, again, they only lost by 3. So a lot happened, and they still were... We're very much in the game.
Mm. So.
I had a hiccup.
You had a hiccup. You did. Would you like to take a sip of your coffee?
No. We're waiting. I have a doctor appointment tomorrow. I'm
Jason
hoping I
has
have
a doctor appointment.
A torn ACL.
He's worried. He's worried about his knee. Hey, guys, is it really bad when you touch someone's knee and then they flex their knee and they bend it and it just like crunches? Like, you know, if we have any ortho doctors that listen to this, you might want to weigh in on what this could be.
That's why my rap name is Crunchy J.
Crunchy J. He played soccer in high school and like was like really active in college and I don't think you ever like took care of anything physically when you played sports.
Man don't take care of stuff.
So now you're hurting. So we'll find out how that's going.
I'm a man. I'm 50. 40. How old am I? I don't know. Next question.
You know. What matchup intrigues you the most?
I'm putting faith in my guy Kylan.
Intrigues.
Miles Rice ate him alive in that first meeting.
Yeah, Kylan just needs to play something, and I think that would be great.
That matchup intrigues me because I want to know how much of that was what Wazoo was doing on defense,
or just Kylan doing nothing,
or was it just Kylan? And I think we're gonna find out. My gut tells me it was just that Kylan. It was that Kylan slump. Remember,
he had a slump,
and. It was just, it's the ebbs and the flows and all that, but that's the matchup I'm looking for. If Kylan can play Miles Rice even or even close to even, Washington State has lost the game. They need an advantage at that position in order to win games most of the time. Kylan was really bad that first meeting. He's going to step it on the defense. You know, he's been defending well. That's the matchup that I'm curious about. I mean, that's one. And look, Isaac Jones ate Umar Ballo up too in that first meeting. So that there's some intrigue there because Isaac Jones can spread the floor. But that Boswell Miles Rice one is the one that I'm excited about.
Yeah, because we definitely cannot have that be repeated again. But especially in front of Mikhail, like Mikhail's going to be crazy. And it's a little bit of a revenge tour.
Is it going to be crazy? It's 9 p.m.
It better be crazy.
I think it will be.
It's a marquee matchup.
Your marquee
it's
matchup.
So important to the Pac-12 that they put it at 9 o'clock, Jason. That is the best slot of the day. Don't you know this?
Ayo.
I'm being very sarcastic. I can't wait till we're not on this shithole Pac-12 network anymore.
Let it out, honey.
But we do like the announcers.
Muleback and Helling. Yeah.
Yeah, Muleback. I'm sure Matt will back the A. And everybody who's listening to this, get ready to record when Matt says back the A
for
so Mike.
Mike won't text me
because Mike is gonna harass us and harass everybody until he gets his recording, so that he can put it on his on Twitter and say back the A. So get your recording things ready. What is the path to victory for both teams? As usual, I don't care about Washington State. But you will go ahead and say it.
I think Washington State Washington State is not a big three-point shooting team. I don't expect them to come into McHale and start shooting 33s. It's just not their strategy. Like, it's not the way they play. It would actually be a bad thing if Washington State could, or it would be good for Arizona.
I was just knocking on wood, just in case.
You know, for Arizona, for Washington State, it's take care of the ball, rise to the occasion, things like that. What everyone cares about is Arizona. I think Arizona just needs to be aggressive against that defense.
Wazoo, play your game.
I mean, when you look at Wazoo and what they do defensively, Shelby, like some of the numbers that they've allowed teams to score, you know, Utah had 57, Colorado 69, 58 for Oregon State, 56 for Oregon, 59 for Stanford. But they've had games where they haven't figured stuff out. Like, Yeah, they allowed 56 to Oregon the other day, but at the same time, the first meeting, Shelby, they allowed 89.
Yeah.
They allowed 81 to Cal in OT. They've had games. They allowed 80 to Utah earlier in the year. They're playing really, really well. They haven't lost in regulation since that loss to Oregon on January 6th. So the only loss they had was an overtime to Cal. So basically in over a month and a half, they haven't lost in regulation. They are very clearly the second best team in the Pac-12. Arizona needs to be aggressive and find a way to beat that defense, take care of the ball, even though they don't force a ton of turnovers. If they do that, I think Arizona is going to be fine. Play your game. I think Arizona, and we're at the point of the season really where, like, if Arizona plays their game and plays it well, there's only so many teams that are going to beat Arizona. And that goes for all the teams. Like, UConn, if they play their game, which they didn't do against Creighton the other night,
they're going to get beat.
But if they play the game, they're the best team. You know what I mean? Like, that's just this time of year, it's more about just play your game, do what you do, and do it better than the other team.
Yeah. Okay. Question of the night. It's always the exciting one. What is your prediction, Jason Shearer?
I really like the way Arizona's playing. And Arizona is fully aware of the meaning of this game. I think Washington State matches up pretty well with Arizona. But you look at the away games, and yeah, they got the Oregon sweep, which is tough. They beat Washington, but it took OT away. They lost to Cal at Cal away. They've lost to Utah. They've lost to Colorado. It's just a different environment. I actually really like Arizona in this game. The spread's 11, and I don't usually do this.
Whoa.
But I'm going Arizona 85, whoa, Washington State 71. I think Arizona sends a message against Washington State. I really do.
Ooh, I like it. I think it's going to be a little higher.
Than 85?
Yeah. I predicted they'd be in the 100, for the last game, and you always tease me about it, and I was right.
I never tease you.
Yes, you do, all the time. I'm going to say, what was your score? You said
85-71.
85-71. Oh my God, that is wild, the worst wildcat sound. I'll say 89-75.
Ooh, okay.
89-75. You heard it here, folks.
Brielle, you want to get in this? What's your score prediction?
What's your score prediction, Bree?
Washington 80 and Arizona 93.
93-80.
Wow. Brielle, go predicted Brielle.
An NBA score breaks out. All right. So
I love it. You heard it here.
Shelby, I got this one tonight.
No.
Okay.
It's not your catchphrase. It's my catchphrase.
Wherever you are searching for a cougar, whether it's Washington State or Tucson.
Or you're, at an Italian deli and someone says, I'm Madonna. No matter where you are or what you do, or if your dog's growling under the covers because someone accidentally sat on him, you can always, always bear down.
Shelby may actually miss the game. She's usually in bed by 9:30.
Yes, I'm a little old lady, and 9 o'clock is too late for me for Pac-12 watching.
Just kidding. We go to bed at like 3
a.m. No, just kidding. We're drinking coffee right now, guys. Yeah. Send Starbucks cards.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does. 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.